It is it's election day. It's Tuesday, November 6th, a little bit after 5 o'clock before the show on Q105 at 7 o'clock tonight. Let's throw a podcast down real quickly for an event that's coming up this weekend that you've heard me talk about quite often before. She's back in the studio, although a little tired. We got to brush up on some of the media things. I want to welcome back from Toledo Soup and many more things, some of which we'll discuss. Lindsay Stowe from Toledo Soup. Hi.
Hello.
It's good to see you again.
Good to see you too.
How is your fall going so far?
Fall is wonderful. You know, getting to enjoy the good weather and having bonfires and things. It's such a good time.
How is, and this is unofficial business. Hmm. How is Airbnb at Lindsay's house going?
Airbnb is going well. October was a little rough. I had a couple of not as great guests as I've had in the past, but I'm looking forward to my sort of winter break from it.
So how long talk about this a little bit, because Airbnb is something I've never done before, and I actually have a friend who I wish I could travel like her. She fulfills her wanderlust. I'm envious of it, and she does Airbnb all the time. Like, she'll fly overseas and not have any place to stay, and bang, Airbnb.
It's a great way to travel.
So you've been doing it, what, 2 years now, 3 years?
No, I'm approaching my third year now.
Third year?
Yeah. I've had over 100 and something guests, and I have over 100 something reviews. I am a super host, which means I do a great job.
Is that the top level you get?
Yeah. Okay. It means I get higher up in listings. I get like an extra $100 every once in a while to go travel.
That's awesome.
I get better support. So if there's issues, I have better people to talk to.
And it works like Uber, where you can rate the people that you had issue with like poorly, right?
It goes both ways.
Yeah. You've had some pretty interesting stories from people who have come into town, right?
I have.
I mean, like, good stuff.
Yeah, I've had good and bad. So yeah, I've had people from all over the world come to the house. Like, one of the things I love about it, I mean, besides the fact I love to host, it's kind of like reverse traveling.
Mm-hmm.
So since I now own a home, I've been investing a lot of time and money into it, which means I don't get to travel as much. But
right.
I've had people come visit from New Zealand, from Germany, from Japan, and I don't know, it's just a lot of fun. They come to town for all sorts of reasons, and I just love getting to, I don't know, show them some of the really fun stuff we have to do in town, kind of like a little town ambassador.
I love the reverse travel idea of it, because you don't have to go through any kind of airport security, you don't mm-hmm. have to have flights delayed, and you can still get a little bit of culture from somewhere else. That's awesome.
Yeah, it's been great. There's been a few times I have this great patio that overlooks a ravine.
Oh, I know.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And where I've just had a couple beers with some guests, and we just hang out and relax. And or there's been some other ones, you know, when they're really good guests and I
right.
like them a lot, we'll go to a happy hour or something. I happen to know a few things about that.
We'll
and
get to that.
Okay,
if you want.
Sure. And I don't know, it's just nice to get to know people, but also to have the option to like have your own space if you needed
right.
to.
I'm buying a condo. I'm closing in a week or so.
Okay.
So since you're kind of like a new home buyer, how long have you had your home?
I'm in my fourth year now.
Fourth year?
Yeah.
Give me, now I'm doing a condo because a house is just too much for me. And I was actually thinking, I have two bedrooms. Either one could be the master.
Mm-hmm.
And I could probably have room for like a guest space. So maybe I will do some Airbnb or at the very least make a guest area.
Yeah.
What's one thing you learned going from what you had to being a homeowner that you wish you would have known going into it?
There's a lot of stuff that needs to be fixed.
Yeah.
And it is a constant thing. Like, when I moved in, I was so excited to like make it my own because I had lived from apartment to apartment, right? It was all temporary and, you know, you can't put things in the walls. So I was
right.
really looking forward to like doing whatever I want. I don't know, maybe crazy things like loft stuff. I mean, for you guys who don't know this, I'm an architect, so I think a lot in visual and three-dimensional ways. But when I actually got in there was so much of the like non-glamorous things that just needed
right.
to be done, and even now I'm still working on them.
Yeah. Yeah, I've
but
heard.
But condo's easier.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's. I was looking at a house and I backed off of it. One of the reasons that I was a little hesitant was like, this is a good price,
mm-hmm.
but I'm going to be paying for something I'm only going to use like 35% of. Like, there was a completely full and finished basement. It could have been an apartment. It had a full bathroom down there. So a condo will work out better. And I know, as much as like when I roll in there, I want to do some, I'm going to do all painting and get new flooring. And then I don't even have like wishful modern kitchen stuff. I did remember that I'd love to have like an elegant bathroom where there's spouts hitting me on all sides, but that's like $28,000.
Yeah, that might take a little extra money and time. Is it a big enough bathroom you could do that in the future if
you
wanted?
I have no idea. Oh, okay. I have no idea. Okay. So anybody that's ever said, you know, you need to buy a house, I can't manage a house, I'll help you out, is going to get a text message or an email saying, hey, remember that time?
Mm-hmm.
So, and I know
help out a lot at this time.
Yeah. I know things will go wrong. Yeah. That's just what it is. And instead of calling a landlord, it's like you're on your own. But
then you start to meet you start to figure out who your like go-to helpers are, whether it is an electrician or a plumber, just starting to figure out who's that person that will help you when you need it.
Right.
Or even just with the sort of do-it-yourself fix-its, you start to figure out who's very handy in your life and just kind of knows what to do.
Right. When I was doing some things to my apartment while I thought I was going to stay, I was going to Home Depot regularly. Like, I went to Home Depot more in 2 weeks than I had been in my entire life. And I felt like an official Home Depot where I'm like, this isn't going to fit. Can I return it? And they're like, absolutely. And down to that aisle. It's like a whole new me. I didn't think it was in there.
How many times was that in one weekend?
I went twice in one day, a couple of times. Mm-hmm. I went probably 7 over the course of 2 weeks because this paintbrush wasn't big enough. I needed more pads for this edger and blah. It was a lot of painting stuff.
Yeah.
But it was good trial by fire. So that, and it gave me the confidence to go, okay, I can do this condo.
Mm-hmm. So. I think a condo is a really good step for you. Yeah. Sometimes I wish I had a condo.
Let's leave Toledo Soup as the grand finale.
Okay.
So since I've known you, but within the last year, you've really ramped up something that you've, I guess, added to Toledo.com because you found that you were going to a lot of happy hours and you're like, hey, I want to share this knowledge.
Exactly.
And it became a mini enterprise. So tell me about it.
Yeah. So it started off, I had my own list and I said, I was having a hard time tracking it myself. So I made it into something that would be easier to track. And
happy hours, that is, locally.
Happy hours or good food and drink deals around town. And during that, I realized other people might want to hear about it. So I made it publicly available. And not long after that, I realized that it was going to go far beyond my own skill set and time availability. So I proposed it to Toledo.com, to John Icost over there. And he loved the idea. And so for the last year or so, we have been working together to develop an updated website, which is now launched. We're in a soft launch phase. It's been updated to make it even easier to find different deals so you can search by day, by time, and by location. And when we started, we had over 200 deals and over 30 locations. And I think now we're up to like 250 or so.
Incredible.
And we're just going to keep adding more in as we find it. And it's going to, I think, hopefully make a stronger presence starting in the spring, you know, when everyone starts to come out of their cocoons.
Right. Yeah, I'm ready to hibernate. It's going to be in the 30s next week, so I'll see you around opening day or so.
Okay. That sounds good.
Yeah, I know that this was like an enjoyable venture because you got to go and try a lot of these places, and I guess there were times where you're like, you know, I don't really want to go out tonight, but I am kind of hungry, so research.
Yeah. Well, I mean, altruistically, I'm doing this because Toledo should have a resource to go to encourage a lively bar and restaurant scene and have the ability to find those things. But personally, selfishly, I'm doing this because my eyes are bigger than my wallet and I love to eat out and I love fancy drinks. So this is hopefully a way where I get to do that more and be able to be a financially responsible adult while doing it.
Well, I'm sure a lot of people are very thankful once it's up and it's full everything.
You can go to it now.
So Toledo.com, what am I looking for on the home on their page?
Well, it'll be pretty big. It'll be Toledo.com/happy hour.
Easy.
Or you can just type in happy hour Toledo. We're on the Google search now, or any other search engine. And they're promoting it. I think it's in their like weekly top five events email they send out. And I don't know. It's great. It's easy to get through, too.
I think I asked you this when maybe the last time we did a podcast or maybe when we were just chatting. Mm-hmm. What was a neat diamond in the rough that you uncovered, like, I never heard of this place, or I never imagined getting this here because I'm so glued into Taco Tuesdays, but now all of a sudden you have discovered?
Well, I mean, I always go to Element 112 just because they have some of the best food in town, but during their happy hour, it's half off of all of their foods and all of their drinks, and it's also near where I live, so that's become kind of my go-to bar, which always sounds super bougie when I say it, but I love it.
There's nothing bougie about Element 112. Okay. Nothing at all. Give me, outside of your comfort zone, sorry, and I know it's been a rough day. We can come back to it if you want, but I just figured something might pop out at you. Like, I can't believe I have not been blank, like someplace in Waterville or some dive bar looking place on the east side, but they have incredible happy hour options. And you can think about
it
if you want.
I'm going to have to think about that one more.
Okay, because you went right to your
I went to my easy one. Yeah.
Yeah, that's like me. Like, the other night I was having dinner, and I don't want to mention her name because I don't want to piss anybody off here, but I was having dinner with the person who's hosting on Sunday, and she knows, and I was like, what do you want to do? Well, let's take a dinner. And I'm like, let's go to Registry, which is my go-to for downtown as well.
Yeah.
So, I know, we all...
I don't know if I can process that right now.
It's okay.
But I've been so... we've been so focused on getting the website up to date that I haven't been able to do as much exploration as I would normally do. Right. So a lot of this has been translating what I had before and updating it and bringing it into the new spot. So I'm looking forward to finding a new sort of hidden gem, but I don't have one at the top of my mind right now.
It's fine. Okay. Well, is it like a lot of meticulous data entry work? Punching all that stuff in?
Well, when you're putting in 200 deals, it can get a little monotonous. But now that we'll be doing smaller amounts, just kind of doing upkeep, it won't be nearly as
good.
Fun.
Yeah, that's what I thought. That first one, like transitioning that library from where it was to that website, it's like pecking. It's like, I wish I could just scan this in somehow.
It doesn't work. Yeah. I had this idea where I thought we were going to have restaurants and bars put in their own deal entries to save us the stuff.
Right.
But as I was entering them, I realized, no, I can't let them do that because I have a very specific way that everything gets listed so that it's consistent in every listing and easy to read. And, you know, you don't have entries that are all caps or something, or like there's all this extra info you don't need. So that's not going to work out, that little dream. But I think we figured out a pretty good way to do it.
I'm with you on that. Like when we've done like music libraries before, they're like, oh, we can just transfer this all over. And then they transfer and I open it and I'm like, oh my God, the punctuation and the capitalization is awful. It just won't mesh with my eyes. So you wind up going back and you're doing it the long way, but ultimately it's comfortable. And then now it's just upkeep.
Yep.
So that's Toledo.com/happy hour. The Facebook page is still probably quite lively, right?
Yeah. Facebook.com/happy hour Toledo.
Okay. Easy to find. More food stuff for the grand finale, the main event here. Woo. Toledo soup. What number Toledo soup is this for you?
For me?
Yeah.
I've been doing this 4 years, so it's probably like my eighth or ninth one.
And do you know what the overall number is?
I think this is the 15th.
15th? Okay. Yeah. So Toledo soup, it's that time of year again. Mm-hmm. Did you finally remove the interim director from your title?
Yes, that happened officially over the summer. The board of directors adjusted the bylaws, and now I am officially the executive director.
Ridiculous. I know that you're very modest and humble, but there was nothing interim about you working with you.
I think it was more of me giving myself a little wiggle room if I needed it.
In case you lost your mind, you know what? I was only interim. So Toledo Soup is coming up this Sunday. Is it the 11th?
Yes.
11th, and we're doing 4 o'clock, right?
That's when it starts.
First time location, or first time at this location, correct?
Yes.
Where are we at?
Launch Pad Initiative at University of Toledo.
Okay, we're going to have to explain this. I've been there before, but I don't know if a lot of people know about it. It's kind of like a small UT incubator for small businesses. Mm-hmm. And what department is it in?
I have no idea.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, okay, if you're going, let's see, west on Door Street, make a right like you'd be going to the stadium, and then it's right off the door.
Yeah, it's easy to get to.
Yeah.
I haven't been to it yet. So part of the wonderfulness of having a board of directors now is that we've figured out ways to kind of split up the workload. And let's see, Lindsay Akins is the one who's been working on the venue and working with Jordan Valdivarez?
Yes. Valdivies. I know Jordan.
Yes. So they've been talking very closely on this, and we're really excited to be here because they do a lot of great events there, mm-hmm. like the Pitch and Pour that yep. is coming up.
Coming up Thursday night.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know if you've seen this, I think we might have had some ideas submitted like this before, or I think somebody before U-Haul went into the Willis Day, I think ProMedica or somebody talked about like baby business places or incubators, mm-hmm. Like incubator innovational centers where they're big corporations like a ProMedica. It just takes, you know, a handful of people who are really innovative, think outside the box, like almost like Google types. It's like, go come up with ideas. Mm-hmm. And that's kind of what I think this place is.
Yeah.
So, yeah. What are the four ideas that we'll be looking forward to seeing at Toledo Soup on Sunday?
Well, this has just been officially confirmed in the last day. We've got the Earn a Bike program through Toledo Bikes. And so this is for people who can't afford to buy a bike themselves, certainly not a brand new one. And so they do a bit of work at Toledo Bikes volunteering, and then eventually they get to earn one.
Awesome. I've heard of something like them before. Well, I've heard about them a lot because they mm-hmm. regularly have events. I don't know if you've come across them, but once a month, if not more, whether I'm going through City Paper or Toledo, wherever, they're doing nighttime bike tours through the old West End mm-hmm. and all over. So they're always doing something. And I could swear a couple of years ago, someone had told me something about this. Like, you come work
this
here.
This is a continuing thing for Earn a Bike. They've already been doing it, and now this is a way for them to kind of take the next step and make it so that it'll go for another year and perhaps grow.
So that's pretty simple idea. I'm looking forward to the presentation. It's a great idea.
Yeah.
It's a great idea, especially as the city becomes a bit more, I don't want to say bike friendly per se, but we put more bikes at the forefront of travel, of getting around and the ease of it.
Certainly making it more something everyone's more accustomed to around the area because mm-hmm. we have so many drivers and sometimes you're not used to seeing bikes around. So
right.
Good for the safety.
So that's one. What else do we have?
We also have Green Grocers, which is a grocery store, really like a fresh fruit and vegetable market that is in Vistula District. So Vistula is the oldest neighborhood in Toledo, but also one of the ones that is sort of having the most difficulties right now.
Yeah, there's a, say bluntly, there's a lot of blight over there.
Yeah.
It's north of Cherry Street, that area.
Yep. And so they already exist. They have a space where they are helping take care of the food desert that exists there right now by providing the fresh fruit and vegetables.
Awesome.
And they're hoping to get some money to be able to update their electricity so they could have coolers on site so they could have more fresh food there for longer and be open for more hours.
Awesome. Do you know what streets they happen to be on?
Not off the top of my head.
Okay. I'll ask them because I remember when I was, I don't know, a year and a half or so ago, and I was thinking of places where I might potentially move to, and watching how downtown had flourished and emerged, I'm thinking at some point all this is going to spill over across Cherry into the Vistula District. Mm-hmm. And it hasn't quite happened yet, and every time I drive through there, it is, unfortunately, it's deserted except for some of the neighbors and people that live there. I mean, there really isn't much there as far as buying stuff. There's a couple of corner markets, mm-hmm. and I'm wondering if I've ever passed by. Are they open regularly?
Only on Saturday mornings.
Okay.
So that's part of why they need to get the electricity and their lights updated so they can have it more often.
Yeah, I'm looking forward, where we've all seen downtown blossom and grow. I'm mm-hmm. looking forward, sorry to put the cart before the horse, but I'm looking to see what happens in the Vistula area.
Oh, yeah. It's exciting to see there. And I've heard rumors of different developments, and you never know what's really going to happen. But it's a beautiful neighborhood.
It is. It is. It's everything that's kind of close. It's some in the old South End, but like these great old houses just need a little bit of love and mm-hmm. some money and the right people taking care of them. And that's a whole socioeconomic issue on the other side of it. Yeah, there's some greatness over there as well.
Yep.
Two more to go. Who else do we have?
Two more to go. I'm actually going to group them together because for the first time ever, we have two presenters whose projects will benefit a similar group of people.
Okay.
And so Open Table is the name of one, and the Phoenix Project is the name of the second one, and they both aim to help youth that are aging out of the foster care.
Great idea.
Foster care service.
Okay.
And so Phoenix Project is hoping to obtain a place where they could house them for a little bit longer as they learn to adjust to this new way of life. And then Open Table is based on a formula that's used across the country where they work for a sort of restaurant of sorts, and they learn how to...
OpenTable is the app then.
Not that OpenTable.
Okay. So there, it's not like a sub program of that.
I don't know. But I don't think so.
Because OpenTable is a place where restaurants, and I don't know how active it is here, it's a place where you can make reservations online.
Right. I don't think it's connected to it. I think it just has the similar name, but I could be wrong. But no, this is where they would have their own restaurant, and or they would be volunteering at a restaurant, and in exchange, they would get work experience and paid money, and then learn some of the skills that they may not have learned to this point.
Great.
Yeah.
What was it like for the judges or the board meeting or the planning committee to go, should we accept like two somewhat similar ideas?
Well, this round, we had Nick Comeyes and Jessica Miller be our judges. We had a third, but the timing didn't quite work out. And so they weren't able to meet in person this round. So they kind of gave us their list of top six on both, for each of them gave them their top six. And we took those and we kind of assorted it by point value. Mm-hmm. And sort of the higher on the list you were, you had more points. The lower down you were, the less points you had. And as it turned out, it just, those two were both on it. And we thought, why not?
Sure.
Yeah, give it a try.
Okay.
Obviously, there's a need if we have two projects and they're both getting a lot of attention.
Yeah, we have it's unfortunate. We have a lot of needs here, like a lot of places do. And it's like we wish we could write checks and give money and time to everybody, but unfortunately we can't. We all have to do the best to pick what our personal needs are, and then what we can hand out, you know, with our extra free time.
Yeah. I mean, we had 18 proposals come in this
round. Awesome.
Yeah, which is the most we've had since I've been a part of it. And it just goes to show that there's not only a lot of need in the community, but also a lot of people who are working to make it better, which is, you know, kind of the positive way to look at it, is there's a lot of people who are not only seeing that there's issues, but taking steps to address them and make life a little bit better in Northwest Ohio.
And Toledo Soup is a micro grant where they can win up to $1,500 for that idea.
Yep.
My number's still right?
Yeah, up to $1,500. Yeah. And we're getting to the point where we're getting enough people at events. We might eventually be able to fund two projects at once. At least that's a goal we're kind of working towards. So usually we have between 150 to 180 people voting at an event, but that has been growing over the last few events. So we have to start finding spaces that can handle 200 to 250 people so that if we do have enough and we do raise enough people, that we can maybe double our impact in a single event.
It's a good problem to have.
When
lots of people are coming in and growing and the arrow is up. It's $5 to get that vote and to get maybe more than anything. Of course, it's great to hear what's going on in the community, but some really delicious soup as well.
Yes, and we have three really great spots, two of which you guys might not have heard of before.
Okay.
The one you might have heard of is Rocky's Bar and Grill. Maybe just Rocky's Bar. I don't know if grill's included in that.
Where's it at?
It's on Secor, right by the Monroe and Sylvania like triangle.
Okay.
Great bar. And they're making a chili for us.
Awesome.
And it's a chili based on this really old recipe. They've been doing it for 50 years. Really excited to try it.
Okay.
And then we've got Rose and Thistle.
I've heard of Rose and Thistle.
Oh, okay, great.
Are they a food truck? Are they a restaurant?
I think they're a restaurant.
Where's it at?
I don't know.
You don't know? Okay, I've heard of Rose and Thistle.
Yeah.
I have. What are they making?
They are making a vegetable or a vegan soup. They're kind of leaving us in suspense at the moment as to what it's really going to be, but it'll be something that makes it so we're a little bit more friendly to people of different diets in the area.
Okay.
And then the last one is Time Out, and I think they're from Findlay, and they're making what's called a mulligan stew.
Okay.
It's funny. The chef was talking to us and be like, you might have to get bigger cups because this is a chunky soup.
Yeah, it sounds hearty.
Yeah. I think it's where you just put in a bunch of vegetables and leftovers and they all kind of go together to make something really delicious and good for cold weather.
There you go. I do that with when I'm out of stuff in the refrigerator for eggs. I'm like, get all the leftover vegetables, throw it in with an egg and bam, there you go.
Stir fry or soup or who knows.
So $5 for those three places, the four presentations, and it happens Sunday afternoon at 4:00. We should wrap up by about 6 or so, right?
Yeah.
Pretty quick evening. It's efficient. Snappy.
We try to keep it moving.
There's raffles as well.
Yeah. Yes.
Bakery is Brittany cooking again or baking?
Yes, she's trying to allot some time to be able to do some baking, but we're hoping to have some baked goods. We're gonna have kind of a snack bar this time that we haven't done before. So if you're a little bit hungry before the soup is served, you can get some chips and some other things, and the money you spend at that will go towards the winning project. And yeah, we'll have a raffle too. And the raffle is going to be different this round than it's been before, because we're working with past winners to provide experiences that you might not be able to have otherwise. So, for example, Glass City Goat Gals was one of our past winners. And if you win this raffle item, you would get to have lunch with the person who founded it, as well as go meet the goats.
Very nice.
Yeah. Soul City Boxing and Gym.
Awesome.
They've our only two-time winner. Mm-hmm. They have offered a personal training session. So you get to go there, see the space, but also work your butt off.
Sounds good.
Uh-huh. And then we have four or five more. I'm gonna wait so that you can come and see what they are.
Okay. UT's Launchpad, right off of Doran Central. Mm-hmm. Pretty easy to find. You can Google it if you have to. And 4 o'clock for the next edition of Toledo Soup, the fall edition of Toledo Soup. Are you already working ahead on the spring one?
A little bit. Good. We're trying.
Good.
Yeah.
I know you wanted to start getting ahead, so.
Yeah. We don't have it fully planned, but we've got some pieces in place.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
Lindsay Stahl from the number one ranked Airbnb in the area.
Maybe not number one, but I'll take it.
Happy Hour Toledo and Toledo Soup. Thanks. Always good to catch up with you.
You too.
This has been a Cumulus Media and Q105 collaboration. Three unicorns were harmed and lost their rainbows and horns in the production process. We use cookies for various purposes, like eating, and flavor for protein shakes. And you have agreed to this and all other secret policies by enjoying the preceding audio content, which we highly encourage you to hashtag subscribe and share. You can click here for all other legal crap. And now hit skip intro to go to the next podcast. Just kidding. It's the See More Episodes option in your app. Q105.